On this episode, I talk about how to protect your sports cards from a fire and is the bubble about to burst?
This is Dave, and welcome to the SVA Card Collectors Podcast.
What is up? What is going on, everyone? Dave at SVA Card Collectors, another old school recording. Old school recording means I am recording while I'm driving. I am too busy with pretending to be working, and I'm just not able to stay up late at night as I normally am to do the recording. So you're getting this today. Guys, head over to my Facebook group. We'll have the live chat tonight at 9 o'clock. We have loads of fun and answer a couple of questions. That's about it. Guys, also, please send in these articles. Only got three. So the winner, there's a good chance that you're going to win. One of the three. If you submitted an article, you got 25% chance of winning. That's pretty high because you'd be number four. So, guys, just giving you a chance to show your chops, do some research, and help me out with the website. So, there's that. Now, wanted to get into what to do about protecting cards. On Monday, I talked about an eBay seller. His cards went on fire and basically lost everything. It is too damn hot. I'm going to put the AC on so you may hear even more sounds. If this bothers you too much and you can't listen, tough crap. I am too hot. I am sweating. Sexy time. So I wanted to do a show about, you know, what can you do to protect your cards. Now, there's really not much you can do. And there's no magical box that you can put your cards in and they'll be safe. And, you know, there's stuff that should protect it. You know, if your house is burned down to the ground, your cards, they're going to be destroyed. And the reason for that is because you can put it in a fire-safe box. It's the heat. The heat will be so hot that it will melt the plastic. Let's just say you have them in a plastic sleeve, a penny sleeve, a top loader, as they're correctly called, or they're graded. They will melt. And I saw only coins, really. They were melted. You know, they have them in their plastic that I saw, and it was melted, but the coins were able to survive. Your cards will not be able to survive if they're deformed like that. So while getting a safe may help, and if it's not a full-fledged fire where your house, the entire house is going down, you know, it should help. You can bolt it down to the ground. That should help with theft. But if you get them sentry locks, I saw online how it is so easy to just be able to open them up. There's like this big magnet that they use for $15. You can buy it on Amazon or eBay for $15. You can go on YouTube, and the ones where you have, where you could put electronic numbers in, there's a way you put the magnet right on a certain spot. It opens up the stupid storage lock, which I had no idea. I've never seen that before. So yes, it's better than nothing. No one's carrying around that magnet, unless if you're a thief, that's like part of your toolbox. I don't know. That's your thief tool. If you're a thief and you need a toolbox, that should be put in there. It's pretty heavy. You really could hurt yourself if your finger gets caught. So a lot of people put them in like, I saw the one guy had a Crown Royale bag, the drank. And yeah, dude, it worked. Money. Look, 1 second. If you put it in the right spot, it'll take you less than 5 seconds. Boom, done. So, what can you do? The best way to protect yourself is to get a separate collectible insurance, you know, protection. You have to take out insurance on it. You can put it in your homeowners, but they will only recoup 50 to 70%. There's a lot of caveats to it. and also natural disasters it doesn't cover. I didn't get an 100% answer on the if you just buy it specifically for collectibles, if natural disasters will protect it from that. But you can get it. I saw, what was it, if you had like $100,000 worth stuff that it was collectibles, that I forgot, it was like $1,000 a month, something like that. So you'll be able to extrapolate that down to how much you think you have. One thing you need to be careful of is the deductible. A lot of times they'll have a deductible of $1,000. So if you only have $5,000 to $10,000, it might not make any sense for you to, you know, for the deductible of $1,000. Just all depends. And maybe it does if they cover 100%. But there are specific insurance companies that do that. You really, the best thing is to Google it, because it depends on what state. There's, I'm blanking out, but there's one in particular that they were the first to do that. Best thing you should do is videotape your collection. Maybe do it once a month or once every couple of weeks. Or if you get something big, make sure you have a picture of it or you videotape it. Videotaping would be much easier. You don't have to take pictures of every little thing that you have. You just have a video of everything. And then you can use that. I think if you put it under your homeowners, you're going to have to itemize it a little bit better. And I don't think you're going to want to do that all the time. So safe bet is to get an insurance policy for your collectibles if it's getting up there. I mean, if you have $10,000 worth of collectibles, it may cost only, you know, 10 bucks a month to get insurance on. And if that's the case, that's not bad. I would do it if you have $10,000. I'm sure, you know, if you have like a card shop or something like that, they already have the different type of, you know, business insurance. But yeah, that's that. There's really nothing to it. You can just buy insurance for your collectibles, and they definitely have it out there. They have, you know, specific things for that. You can also keep your really valuable stuff in a bank safe deposit box, but even then, stuff happens, man. I know I was reading some stuff where they had a leak, and the leak was going inside the leak happened to be right over their security box, and it was just dropping in there, dropping. They actually pulled out their cards, but everything else got like destroyed that was in there. And so it's not 100%. It's better than keeping it at your house. But again, if you like to look at your cards, what are you going to go to the bank, look at them, and then put them back? Like, what's the point of even having them? I wouldn't use that personally, especially if you're buying and selling constantly, unless it's like a one-of-a-kind type of deal, like, you know, Mickey Mantle, you know, 1952 Mickey Mantle and a PSA, you know, 7 or an 8, you know, where it's $1 million. But even then, you're going to want to show it off. You're going to be like, look what I got here. You know, hey, ladies, look what I got here. You want to go out on a date with me? You want to head back to the room? Look at my Mickey Mantle. So, yeah, get yourself an insurance. You can get yourself a safe box. It's a safe. They're cheap, but again, they can be broken into if you have a smart thief, which probably don't. But if you do have a big time fire and it's in that room, the heat will most likely melt the plastic and will destroy your cards anyway. And then there's ways of like, well, if you put an exhaust fan in the room and you do this and you do that, well, if there's a fire, that thing's going to get all muddied up. That's going to be all destroyed. So there's not much you can do. Well, you put a sprinkler system in there. You can put a sprinkler system in your closet. And there you go. Just have water going all over your cards instead. It just sucks. So just protect yourself that way. And I'm going to segue into something else. a little political, not political as in, hey, let's go Republicans, let's go Democrats, more of the $600 a week they nixed. So no longer is the federal government going to give you $600 more on top of your unemployment. So I think that was fueling a lot of the economy. And that was also fueling a lot of the purchases of people because they were making more money than they were working. Heaven forbid that the working man get a little ahead of, you know, companies. How dare you make $100 to $200 more a week and you enjoy your life? No, no, no. We need to cut that. We're cutting that out now because we got to give billions of dollars to corporations so they could stay afloat while they run it into the ground. These guys, the Congress, plan things and do things like a kid doing their science project. They do it the night before. They tell their parents, and then their parents are doing it. But the problem is politicians don't have parents to do it. So they're just like, wondering, like, I don't know what we should do. Well, should we give them more money? No, they would make it too much money. Should we give money to corporate? Yeah, we should do that. They need more money. Because then it'll trickle down to them, you know, in 10 years. So I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe they'll give a couple extra shekels. Maybe get $200 more a week. That would be great. That would really help out when you're unemployed and you're making less than minimum wage and they're telling you to stay home and you don't have health insurance because you don't have a job. all positive things, guys. But I think it will definitely impact sports cards. Not the high end because the rich people are just getting even more money. So they're going to have plenty of money to spend on these cards. I think it's just going to be the lower end, your base cards, your run-of-the-mill cards. I think you're going to start seeing a drop in price. Not now, later on, like I've been saying before, but I think it's starting to happen. I think it's going to start ticking away. Not basketball, not right now, but I think eventually, I think this is the beginning of it. And no one's seeing this right now. You're not really seeing this in card values right now. And everyone's jubilant and excited about what this industry has to offer. But I just... reality is going to start kicking in soon. So if we have 30 million people unemployed or whatever the number is, and you're going to have a bunch of people getting kicked out of their houses, unless you have a federal-backed, you know, mortgage. What are you going to spend your money on? Probably, if you're a collector, still cards. But if you're a normal person, you're not. You're going to, you know, take care of your kids, your wife, the house, your husband. See, there you go. But that's just me. I like to end on bad notes, you know, scary notes. People don't like to hear it, but that's what's going to happen. So right now we have a science project that's due tomorrow, and they're just starting to figure out what they should do. Instead of, they knew this was coming. It's not like they just came up and they said, what, wait, what? No more $600. When did this happen? Oh, we knew this. Oh, we just did absolutely nothing to plan for this. Oh, God. Almighty. Oh, well, I will also talk about the Marlins. Once again, Florida screwing things up. They had four guys with COVID, then they had eight, and now they have four more. Now there's a Phillies guy who's sweeping the floor. I think he got it. You knew it was going to come out of Florida. You knew the people who were going to screw this up was going to be out of Florida. It's just now... like, now the whole week of games is canceled. How do you make that up? We're gonna play triple headers now? They're looking for guys off the street who are Major League Baseball ready to pitch. It's a disaster. And it could have been avoidable. It really could have. They could have... And on Twitter, there's rumors that they went out that they were partying or whatever. Now, that's what's going to happen to these younger players. You're hearing about basketball where they're bringing, you're hearing, they're bringing hookers two at a time. No, I don't know what they're doing. They're bringing hookers. I saw some reports. People are sneaking out of the bubble, coming back in. Like, they're 5 years old, but they're adults, and they just don't care. And, like, if one of them gets it, it's over, because it spreads like wildfire. Now, for the most part, they're really, you know, no one's dying, thank God. When, you know, someone who's in relatively good health, these athletes, that, you know, they just get sick. Some of them get bad, but nothing crazy, and then that's that. But I think it's going to happen. Someone is going to pass away. And then that's when things will change. Then that's going to be either they'll take it more seriously, or they're going to go, that's it, we're done. That's what it's going to take, truthfully. If you see one of these guys go down and then they pass away, it's going to be shut down. Over. So, more great, positive news from SVA. Yeah. Well, what do you expect? There's a pandemic. You got a pandemic. You got government doesn't know what they're doing right now. They don't know how to plan anything. They're reacting to everything. And then you got another guy who wants to be president who doesn't even know he wants to be president. So it's like, we're up, Craps Creek? No, you gotta say something. Yeah, Craps Creek would be better than the other one. That's a good show, by the way. That's a good show. I won't say it. Heaven forbid the kids are there. But that was a damn good show. I liked it a lot. It's not called Craps Creek. It's called the other thing. Look it up. But, guys, invest in Bol Bol. Invest in Tyler Hero. I've been telling you guys, buy Tyler Hero. He went up. I could have told you that. Duh. But that's everyone for basketball. Everyone's like, duh. Just invest in everyone. It goes up. But we'll see tomorrow. Zion. What's he going to do? Is he going to be the stud that we all know? Or is he going to be craptastic? And be terrible. And crap the bed. I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be ready to roll. But I can't wait to see what happens with prices and cards now that we actually have, you know, real stats to go by and not just speculation and whatnot. So, all right, guys, I'm done jibber-jabbering. SVACardCollectors.com. Download the Flick Chat app if you want. You don't have to. If you want to, you can. Head over to that website, though. Makes me happy when I see the numbers. I actually look at the numbers each day because I have nothing else. Even though I do, I have plenty of stuff to do. I just have to look at that. Makes me happy. It moves a little when I see it go up. Oh, double entendre. Anyway, guys, have a good rest of the day. Hopefully, I see you guys tonight. And buy some cards to go, bro. Later.
You've heard me talk about Star Stock. They've been a sponsor of the show for a couple of months now. Well, now you can deposit, purchase cards, view in your collection, and flip those cards back on the marketplace with so much more to be built. Star Stock is building a sports card marketplace aimed to be faster, cheaper for flipping sports cards than any other platform. They're currently looking for people who want to submit their cards to sell on this new platform. Here's what Star Stock is offering. 5% commission, no ingestion fees. You send in the cards, they do all the work. Cards are guaranteed and secured in the vault. I've seen the little guy, his name is Pepe. He doesn't let anybody in or out. You could choose cards to ship back to you at any time. You can buy, flip, store, or ship cards with a click of a button. If you're interested in getting involved and sending those cards, contact Mike at mike@starstock.com. Again, Star Stock is only looking for rookie cards and are prospects of current players. Head over to starstock.com.